Joining us on the call today. Today we have Tracy Repcek with us, and she has really great experience in the internet marketing field, and I know that she's going to share lots of good secrets with us today. So now I'd like to welcome you to Tracy Repcek. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, and thank you very much, Birgit, for having me.
I'm so excited to do this call. Why don't we find out about how you got started and why you chose this field to make your source of income?
Okay, cool. Well, what happened was I was a successful entrepreneur for 23 years. However, once I had kids, we got to the point where we wanted to spend way more time, in larger chunks actually, away from the business. Well, what would happen is that, because it was a time for money exchange, is, we, you know, our income level would tank during that period, and then it would take a long time to build it back up because we'd go away for like 1 or 2 months for vacations. And that wasn't working anymore. So one day I started to search for an alternate field to get into, and I got an email in my box that said, hey, there's this thing called internet marketing. Do you want to come to a show? And I thought, okay, that sounds great, because it was, you know, reaming all these make money while you sleep type of thing, and I thought, that's what I want to do. So I flew from Toronto down to Las Vegas to attend what was called a World Internet Summit. And, of course, I spent 4 days at this conference. After that conference, it was a done deal. I could see exactly what I wanted to do. I wanted to do internet marketing. I was going to become an internet marketer. I didn't know how yet because it was all brand new to me, but the people on that stage were making money while they slept, and I knew if I wanted to be able to go away with my kids for long times, I needed the income to still be coming in. So that's how I got started, and that's what kind of pulled me to that field was this lure of make money while you sleep. And then from that moment on, I just started a full Borg education, really, on what internet marketing was. I purchased and invested my time in a lot of mentors and a lot of education on my desk, and I went from there. It just became a step-by-step process.
I know that you're very famous for accomplishing so much in 60 days and making just shy of $100,000. Can you tell us about that story?
Yeah, sure. Well, what happened is when I get started in internet marketing, of course, I was like everybody else. No contacts, no list, no knowledge of really what was going on. So I knew in order to do well, I was going to have to invest in a mentor. That was the bottom line. So I did. I purchased a mentor. I went and got trained on this thing called how to do a landing page. And I came back and I started to do landing pages. And I started to actually sell copywriting for landing pages. So that's really how I got started, was as a copywriter, because that was my background, and I just took my direct sales copywriting and moved it to the web. So that kind of got me understanding the fact that you can make some fast money here. But, of course, it wasn't automated money yet. And so at that point, I thought, well, what's my next step? And when I started to attend all these internet shows, I could see that the people around me were incredibly confused. And, in fact, if I wasn't so logic-oriented, actually, I probably would have been too, because there's 12 speakers, they're throwing all these concepts at you, and each of them is making money in an absolutely different field, because there's so many ways to make money on the internet that it's amazing that everyone isn't a millionaire, because there's so many different threads. So I started to see that there was actually a path. Now, nobody was really talking about the path or the sequence or the structure of starting and building an internet marketing company. And I thought, well, without this structure, things will collapse. It goes to logic of anything that you're starting with. If you don't start at the beginning, something is going to fundamentally collapse later. So that is where I actually got started. I said, I'm going to put together the path of internet marketing. And I studied and I put it all together. And what that led me to do was start writing and launching a book in 58 days that became a bestseller. So that was where the 58 days came in. So I started to write a book and I launched it to become a number one Amazon.com bestseller.
That's a huge undertaking, and especially to do it in such a short period of time. Did
oh,
you
yeah.
hire mentors again to help you with that?
What I did there was I hired, I couldn't get a mentor to do that. There are mentors that exist, but what happened there was I wanted to do it by my birthday, and the program that I could have purchased didn't start until it would have been too late to reach my birthday goal. So I found on the internet a formula for how to become a bestseller. It was $2,000. I bought this, and it shipped as binders. So in comes this big box of binders, and now I've got to rifle through them all and figure out the sequence. Again, if I wasn't logic-oriented, it probably never would have happened because this stuff was great, but it really wasn't kind of as sequential as it needed to be, and there were gaps in the technology because you're doing things with Amazon, and Amazon had changed and things like that. So I actually did buy a formula. I didn't have a mentor per se, somebody that, was going to work with me, train me. It was really just those binders. But I managed to put it all together based on the binder information. And at the same time that I wrote, I would spend half my day writing and the other half implementing these strategies to get and launch to market. And that's how it happened within 58 days.
Well, what I hear in that is you were very determined and you also took action. And on the determination front, I know that there's so many people who will buy a package. They won't even go through it or look at it. And I think that's such a shame. What made you just go and follow through? I think that's a very personal quality that you have that perhaps other people can learn from.
Yeah, it is probably a defining factor for making it in internet marketing and perhaps making it in many different fields, especially when, the average internet marketer, we're coming in at the age of 30 and 40. It's almost becoming a brand new second career for us. And what you have to remember is how much effort you put into probably your first career. And that internet marketing isn't a magic bullet or a little switch. You really do have to take massive action. And I definitely took massive action. I overcome a lot of barriers and obstacles during that time. It wasn't this lovely 58-day journey, actually. A lot happened during that. And yet I had to make a lot of choices during that period. And it became, do I want to continue? Do I want to launch this? Do I want to launch this despite it's not completed? All of these little factors that came into play. And all I started to do was work from my end game backwards, which meant I knew I wanted to be a bestseller. I knew what it was going to take to be a bestseller. And I was just going to continue to pump and put in the time and effort that was going to take, regardless of what I was encountering. Because it was hilarious. I launched that book to bestseller status, and the book wasn't even in Amazon yet. So that tells you I learned this from one of my mentors called Mike Littman, and he said, you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. And that's exactly what I kept doing during that period, was to make sure that, in fact, I just kept going and going and going, regardless of the apparency that this whole thing would collapse and not work. And of course, it did work. And then what happened after that was how I broke six figures in 6 months, in the six-month period, because I had actually gone like 4 months prior to that of doing very little, because I was moving from Toronto down to the U.S. Once I said I was going to be an internet marketer, I flew back home to Canada. We sold our house. We moved down to the U.S., which, of course, is not a small undertaking.
No.
So for the first 4 months, really, I didn't do a lot. And then in the next 2 months, I launched the book and then broke six figures, from the very start. We call it six figures in 6 months, but technically it was almost six figures in 2 months.
That's fantastic. Now, two things about that. One, was there, on your book launch, was there a lot of people who were behind you and selling your book, and that's what helped create and get the word out about your book?
Yeah, absolutely. When you're doing a campaign to become a bestseller or really a product launch of any nature, you have to recruit what are called joint venture partners. For me, it was the ultimate joint venture experience in that I didn't have anything to offer them. Back then, there wasn't, there's no money to be made in the book. So at this point, you can't say to somebody, hey, you're going to get 50% of the proceeds, because there isn't 50% of the proceeds to get. There's like the dollar you make from your book. So it's really, I had to recruit people to join and assist me in this just based purely on determination and say, look, I will help you. When I get a list, I will launch for you. When I do this, I will help you. And really, people did it based on almost my future promises of assistance, and that's exactly what they got. And then when they needed me afterwards, that's what they got as well. So we launched the book to bestseller with, of course, the assistance of many, many what are called joint venture partners. And again, I didn't have any of the big boys. You can, you know, when you got the Joel Combs and the Mark Joiners and people, Mike Filsaime of the world, it's not that difficult a task to launch and be successful. They have massive lists. I did it the old-fashioned way where you do searches on Google for people who are dealing in the book industry or are interested in your topic per se, and just contacting them manually and recruiting them, you know, piece by piece by piece. And my lists were like, you know, somebody would have 500, somebody would have 22, somebody would have 1,000, and then I hit somebody who had 8,000, and I thought it was laughing, and then, you know, so it was a really, really big and tumultuous build in order to do that. But
and that
you know,
did in the 58 days.
As I wrote the book, exactly. So, you know, it's a 300-page book in addition to coordinating that entire launch effort and launching it.
That's a fantastic book, too. I have gone through it, and I use it all the time. It's got so much great information in it. And what I like about it is it's step-by-step, and it simplifies the whole process, and you just know exactly what your next step is, and that's what I love about it. And I really appreciate that you put that out. Thank you.
You're welcome. And yeah, again, so the book is called 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles, if anyone was wondering. And that book was actually my stepping stone into internet marketing as far as credibility was concerned, because all of a sudden people saw this book hit the marketplace. They saw it go to, you know, number one, and they didn't even, nobody had a clue who I was. And they're like, well, who is this?
Mm-hmm.
And then what was even more interesting, and that came down to, again, what I learned from Mike, is that you don't have to get it right, you just have to get it going. Because I launched without a back end. Now, launching without a back end could technically mean death, because there was no money for you to make. All you had was this book. But what was really cool is, as you said, it was so step-by-step, and it hit the market and filled such a great need that people started phoning me and saying, can you coach me on the book? Will you take me through the book? And that is where the six figures came into play, because people were throwing anything from $6,000 to $10,000 at me to coach them through the book. And that's where some really fast money came into play for me. And then, of course, I got noticed by the World Internet Summit, who awarded me with New Internet Marketing Success of the Year and flew me all expenses paid to Singapore, where I got to present in front of 3,400 people, and that started my speaking career.
That's fantastic. Did you get a lot of coaching clients from Singapore, too?
I didn't, no. That was purely they wanted to hear my success story. So that whole time I was really just telling them about the journey, really, that we've just touched on here and some of the steps that I took to start and get to where I was as fast as I did. So that is it. In essentially all I did there was talk about my success. But what happened from that is the show hosts were so pleased with how well I did on stage and how comfortable I was with 200 people surrounding me at all times type of thing that they invited me to speak in the UK after that. And what was really great is word traveled really quick, because I already got, by the time I got back even from Singapore, I had already another speaking engagement in the UK with another host at the time. And so my very first speaking engagement ended up with being a group called Focus Seminars, and I went to the UK and did really well there. Because at that point, I had to come back and put together a coaching package, not just for one-on-one, which is what that initial coaching package was, but really to train a group. So I had to be really fast at product creation at the same time is putting together such a streamlined approach to teaching somebody else that it was duplicatable so that they could get the same results. And it was so step-by-step that it wasn't complicated. So that's really what started to happen very quickly.
And what's great in this whole story is that just by doing the one thing, it just snowballed and just grew into a much bigger business, and it just spread. And I think that's what we need to encourage people, is to just get that one thing going, finish it, completely complete it, and that will swing into many other actions and just take your business and take it away. So, okay.
Absolutely.
Another thing I'm very curious about is, what do you do now on a daily basis in your typical day?
Oh, wow. My typical day can vary depending on whether I am coaching that day, whether I am product creating, or whether I'm actually about to go out and do some sort of speaking engagement. But in general, it's really the typical internet marketing lifestyle, in that you get up and you decide what you're going to do for the day, as far as, are you going to create a product today? You're going to definitely communicate to your list that day. You're going to send out an email. You're going to do a blog post that day. Are you going to do an article? So really, I almost monitor myself based on the book still, because it's such a sequential thing. And then, of course, you just continue to repeat elements.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do there. And then, of course, I teach twice a week now with different various classes, depending on the program. I will do multiple sessions for what's called the Entrepreneur in Overdrive program, and that is entrepreneurs who want to start to take what they do and move it online to be an automated sales process. And then the other one is the Quantum Leap Profits program, where I teach people how to take what they know, the knowledge that they have, and spread it out into a membership type of site so that they can get monthly recurring revenue. So really, most of my day is, you know, Google research, creating, communicating with clients, whether by training or speaking with them directly, or more research. And then I always have a chunk of my time every single day on what I will call mindset or personal development, because that is one of the pieces that I really saw was missing and that I made sure was in all of my programs. And that was the mindset element, because, you know, successful people have a successful mindset. And although a lot of people come into internet marketing and start to work hard, something collapses as far as their mindset is concerned. Maybe they have people around them that aren't that supportive, and so that puts you off, you know, moving forward. Maybe they have people that don't want them to be successful. Maybe they have their own programming in their head that constantly says things like, you can't do this, you're not worthy, you know, so all of this. So I actually spend at least 2 hours of my day as well on some sort of mindset and or personal development. And by personal development, that's really just listening to tapes that are motivational and making sure that I'm constantly nourished from both sides, both a skill set side and a mindset side, so that I remain balanced. And then, of course, my day ends when the kids come home, which is approximately 3 o'clock. Then I do things with them until they go to bed. Then probably about 10 o'clock, when they've gone to bed, I will just sometimes, anyway, not all the time, but sometimes I'll just do a quickie email check on my client emails only, make sure everything's okay, and then head to bed.
Great. So lots of variety.
Yes, definitely lots of variety. And then there's the gaps, you know, of course. When I go on speaking engagements, I'm away for a month, possibly. When I took the whole family to Australia, when I had a speaking engagement there, they all came, and then we spent a month away. And that's where the automated money factor was wonderful, because I didn't come home, you know, with no money. My PayPal account was getting filled while I was away.
Before I ask you where does the money come from, I just want to find out, what website can we go to be able to participate or to sign up for those two programs you were telling us about?
Well, okay, great. Now, depending on your level, I'm going to give you three program names, because what I did is I made sure that nobody would be left behind. And by that, I mean price point. So the first program that I have deals with an entry level, and when somebody doesn't have a lot of money, but they really want to get started. And that one is called Internet-Sales internetsuccess-university.com. So it's Internet Success University with dashes in between each of those words, .com. And that is a monthly program, and you get a lesson every week. You get a free book every week. You get all sorts of amazing information. And what I did there was a complete brain dump, and I sequenced it in such a manner that you would not be overwhelmed, you know, because sometimes you order a program, you pay $1,000, it comes in the door, there's, you know, 52 DVDs and there's all sorts of stuff, and it's over. You can't take that much information. So you put it on your shelf and you never look at it. What I've done here is made it so affordable and then send you just enough every week so that you can get it and understand it and then do it, so that when the next lesson comes in, then you are ready for it and you're not getting overwhelmed and it's not becoming a negative experience for you. So that is the entry-level one. The second program I have is a mid-range, and it's called QuantumLeapProfits.com. And that is a group class scenario. And what I do there is I teach you how to do the landing page, the sales page, and build a membership site. So it is the absolute foundation of internet marketing, and it allows you to continue to repeat that cycle for every single idea you have. Plus, because we've back-ended that original idea with a membership plan, you're going to be getting monthly passive recurring income so that you know that your bills are going to be paid while you start to develop and nurture these other ideas that you have. And then the third plan was actually where it all started for me, and that is called EntrepreneurInOverdrive.com. And that is a one-on-one program. It's designed for somebody who has an erratic schedule and simply needs one-on-one mentoring, or it's designed for an entrepreneur who has a business, but they either want to take an element of that business and automate it online, or they want to actually start an entirely different stream of revenue, and I work with them to build a cohesive plan that incorporates the lifestyle that they want, as well as, of course, we execute an entire training plan from start to finish, one-on-one with me.
That sounds fantastic. And you've covered at every level, be it newbie to expert.
That's right. I mean, literally, I've gone from the absolute newcomer through to a mid-range person ready for some level of mentoring and hand-holding to the upper level of an entrepreneur. And really, I've started at, if somebody only has $20 in their pocket and they want to get started, the bottom line is you get the book, 31 Days to Millionaire Marketing Miracles, and you simply can't lose. It's one of the best investments you can make. And in fact, as far as my programs are concerned, that book is a requirement simply because all of them follow the foundation building for internet marketing, because I don't put anybody into the middle of internet marketing. I make sure all of them have the foundation, or else no matter what they do later, it will simply collapse like a house of cards.
You mentioned about the membership site. Tell us more about how that works more specifically so that we would be able to go and make one of those, and where do we go? How do we start? What's the purpose of them?
Okay, so the membership sites. What originally I noticed was happening is a lot of people were starting at the creation of a product, and they would pick the ebook, which is really popular. And that's a great thing to do, but what would happen at launch time is they would spend a lot of time building the product, and that meant that no money was coming in during that time. Then they were organizing the launch. That meant lots of time and no money. Then the actual launch took up a lot of time. And then all this time, they weren't getting any money. And then they would launch, and they would get this pocket of money. However, because of what had just occurred, chances are most of that money went backwards to pay bills, credit cards, joint venture partners. So people weren't going forward in internet marketing, and it was becoming a roller coaster ride at launch time. So I noticed that with membership sites, you know, there were four main things that were really beneficial to even start somebody at that level. And one of them was you don't have to launch constantly. you can actually set the membership site up, get two classes done, and open the doors. You don't have to have all this enormous completed product. You just have to stay ahead of the subscribers coming in the door. The other thing I loved about it was the fact that it was predictable income. You knew if you had 100 members at $47 a month, you had $4,700 in the door every single month without you doing anything else. That meant people could determine whether they would be able to pay their mortgage that month, get some food, you know, that type of thing. Could they survive on just that? And the rest became gravy, whatever it is that they worked at. And then the other great thing is it gave people instant credibility. Because even if you're not an expert yet, which many people aren't, you could interview other people that were and be deemed an expert by association. And that's what a membership site allowed you to do, was to easily get access to people to interview them. So those are the reasons that I loved the membership site, is I could give my clients stability and predictability so that they could leave their job, because in many cases they would have a job. And if they didn't know what that monthly income was going to be, launching an ebook wasn't going to help them. And the formula for doing a membership site is relatively easy. It used to be, I mean, the typical membership site used to be you'd get all sorts of content and you'd build up this big, huge page, and somebody would come in, they'd grab it all and they'd leave, and then they wouldn't be around for the next month. So you'd really end up doing a whole pile of work again and getting very little in return. And the new model now for membership sites is to send them this bite-sized lesson every week, like I talked about earlier, because that's all they can take anyway. It's all they can process. It's all they can do. And then every 4 weeks within the membership site, you do a teleseminar or an interview to give them and to build a relationship with them, plus to give them some extra content. And all of this is driven by autoresponders, which is the really great part, because you can set up a pile of lessons and then know that that is going to start to bring in recurring revenue for you whether you are there or not. And that's, again, one of the really things I loved about approaching this from a membership perspective as well.
What if I want to run ahead and do 12 months really quickly in a two-month time period? Then do I have to wait for the whole 12 months, or is there a way that I can pay for it quicker? Is there a solution to that or not?
Well, yes and no. So what you could do there is you could have a buy now option, and you could say, okay, it's X dollars a month. However, if you want to buy the full year now, then simply, you know, pay whatever, $495 for the year, and then you could send them one email that contained all the links, or you can send them to a link that contained access to every single lesson. So that's something that is definitely doable. My thing and why I mean, I love either way. If somebody wants to give me a pile of money up front, that is awesome. And if they want to do the recurring week, that is great too. And what I do for somebody that does purchase the upfront plan is I also additionally email them every single week. And again, it's automated, so it's not something I have to do. But I send that out as well to constantly remind them that, hey, don't forget this week you need to do this lesson. Otherwise, they do actually end up in the same boat sometimes, in that they either pick and choose lessons and they haven't got some of the fundamental structures in place because they think they do. Like, for example, let's say one of the lessons is a landing page. Well, they might be thinking, I can skip that lesson. I already have a landing page. However, what if that landing page isn't converting? What if you don't have the correct format for it? And so I address every single element for all of the things you're going to hit. So even if you do think you know something already, I guarantee by reading each of the lessons that I've done, you will discover something new.
If I'm charging $47 for a membership site, what kind of material do I have to have? I know in the past I've heard people will give two teleconferences a month, or three or four. Is there some kind of a standard that people go by as when they determine what to put out on the membership site on a monthly basis?
I don't know if there's a standard, but I'll tell you what I teach my guys. So the first thing is I tell them to come up with five elements that they're going to give their members every single week. Now, in my case, my five elements are you get a kind of a habit builder, a life lesson type of thing. The second element you get is the actual class lesson for the week in complete details, links, videos, whatever is required to help you learn that lesson. The third element that I provide is an affirmation. So I make sure that the mindset is getting in place, and that's something you'll repeat for the whole week. The fourth element I give is I give a free ebook every single month on the topic that was just taught. So even though I laser target you on the exact steps to do and possibly even give a video on what I've just done, the other element is I may give you an ebook because a lot of people like it that way too. So I'll provide them with an ebook from an alternate source so that you can get even more than the less. And then that ebook, for example, might be 200 pages of additional ideas and information. So every single week they get that. And then the last element they get is a continuing education tool. So this might be a referral to maybe check out a book on Amazon, maybe buy this copywriting book, for example. Things of that nature I may just give. And not every week that, you know, they need to take a look at something extra. Sometimes it's all right here. But in the case of, like, copywriting, there's only so much I can teach in a few lessons. And then I would say something like, make sure you get, you know, the copywriter's handbook from Robert Bly in order to really have, you know, a reference guide available to you at all times. So in my case, there's five elements for every single week. And that's what I encourage somebody to do that's building a membership under my guidance, is to come up with what are your five elements. Maybe, for example, in somebody, one of my clients is doing a spiritual gardening site. So I'd say, you know, get a video together. Talk maybe about balancing, feng shui, you know, all of these other different things you can talk about that go along with the garden concept, and maybe recommending tools and things of that nature. So just come up with the five things that are good for you. Because when you hit about five things that you're getting every single week, you can easily see that the money is that you've invested, you know, you really start to exceed it by five times by the time you've done that 1 month's worth of being a member. And so it's easy to keep your members that way.
What a fantastic system. If I want to set it up, what software am I going to use?
There's a few things. There's about five things you need to get started in memberships. You can go, so the first step is you need a domain name. You can get that anywhere you want. In my case, I go to iPower.com, but a lot of people use GoDaddy.
Or one-on-one.
The second thing you need is an ISP, so that's something you're going to somewhere that you can host your actual domain name that you've purchased. In my case, I use internetmarketingisp.com, but again, there are hundreds out there. And the third element you need, of course, is your membership site. Now, there's software, lots of software, that ranges from $17 to all the way up to, you know, $3,000 and $4,000. I've actually invested in all of them in order to evaluate them. Now, the upper level one was way too complicated, especially for what I was trying to teach, and the lower level one was a little too simple in that there was no instruction, backup, support, things of that nature. So I use something that is called Membership Site. I think it's membershipsitesinminutes.com. That is one of the sites that you can use. And again, there are so many different ones that you can utilize that it really just comes down to the price point you're happy with in most cases and the features that you need. My advice is you don't need to go huge, especially to start. There it is. It is membershipsiteinminutes.com, and you can go and check that out. And I believe that will actually take you to a site that I've set up as far as it's actually free to get started. I usually give this out to people who are in my program and or involved or have purchased another product from me, but, you know, because of what we're doing here, Birgit.
This is great. I love it. Something for free. Fantastic.
That's right. It's a bonus for your listeners. membership site in minutes, and they can get started with a free membership.
Okay, well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. And then the last element you're going to need, and you need this in Internet marketing regardless of the direction you're going, and that is an autoresponder. And for this, I go to awebercart.com, and that's the one I recommend. Again, there are other great ones out there. There's AutoResponse Plus, and there is One Shopping Cart and Kickstart. I just found awebercart.com a nice mid-range, not too expensive to get started, and it's reliable. And that's what you need right there. And I think it comes to about, if you put all this together, the starting price is like $49 for your first month.
Okay, good. With all of the stuff that you're doing and running all of this, how many people do you end up needing to have as a team members?
To help and assist in running my company, you mean?
Yes.
Well, currently I do it myself.
Really?
So that tells you how many team members you need. Now, would I love to get more people involved? Yes, but I don't want staff. I had staff. I had the big company. That's not the direction I'm going anymore. So what I actually have started to do was use outsourcing services, and I'm just starting now actually to build an arsenal of people that I've found on outsourcing services and really pulled them aside and said, okay, I need you to do 20 hours a week of work on, you know, landing page uploading for me, or of organizing articles for me and that type of thing. So I'm actually now starting to outsource, and that's what anybody can do. If you go to easyoutsourcingnow.com, you know, you can find people that will do work for you for like $3 an hour.
$3 an hour, that is so cheap.
Yeah, that's right. You can't beat that, can you?
No,
now, obviously, when I pull them aside, I hire them for a little more than that because I want them to stick around. But just to give you a feel of, it's a great way to test whether somebody is a good resource for you.
Okay, thanks. Now, question I often get asked is, just how fast can I make money? Like, what can I make in the first 6 months? And I know that's such an open-ended question, and earlier you alluded to this, and I did want to bring it up, that people seem to think, and I read it all the time online, I can make money in a week, and I made $100,000 in 4 days, or I made $1 million in 1 week. Now, that just can't quite be true, and you already have painted for us a picture of just how much work is involved in doing the different steps to this. So I guess what they're really talking about when they say that is, you know, we did make that in the 3 days or in the week. However, we have been spending the last 6 months preparing and creating the product. Would you say that's true, or how do you see that?
Absolutely. It is true. You know, we hear definitely stories of I've made $1 million in a day, and it's true. They did. But you're right. It needs to be tagged with the fact that they spent the last year and a half building their life up to that very moment. And in the case of, you know, the StomperNet boys made $18 million in a day. These are exorbitant, almost unrealistic figures, and yet they are factual. However, with them, it was a consortium of five blockbuster internet marketing gurus that managed to grand slam a result that they worked on for a couple of years. So amazing results. However, the reality for a lot of people, I think if you've made $100 in your first 2 weeks, you are on the way to gradually building a very stable foundation to what you can start to move with. I think the very first dollar that you make on the internet is actually the hardest. I met a guy down in Dallas, and he'd been on the internet for 12 years, and he bought my book, and he made his first $83 after following the procedures in my book. And then the week and a half after that, he actually made $1,000 after following the procedures in the book. So that is, it really comes down to having the right information in the right order at the right time and really needing a mentor after that. Because in the case with this guy, of course, he built up this unbelievable skill set of being able to do things on the internet. So he just had to follow step by step. But actually, having said that, he also hired me as his mentor, which is the funny part as well, because he also knew that in order to fast-track himself, this information was really great. However, when you have somebody to hold your hand and when you can email somebody that little question that most people have instantly about, geez, I'm stuck here, now what, which is what you get the ability to do within my programs, is it gets you moving and keeps you moving faster and forward. If you take a look at my year as far as mentor was concerned, in order to accelerate at the rate I did, I had 13 mentors last year. So that was an investment probably close to about $67,000. So I invested in myself at a Harvard University rate for 1 year, and it paid off. And I never doubted that it would, because the bottom line is internet marketing is made up of formulas. If you follow the formula, it's going to work. And then, of course, if you add the mentor to the formula, you're going to be able to accelerate. And a lot of people start with reading an ebook and reading some information and on the internet and Googling and trying to find out what other people are doing. Really, if you want to make money fast, you need to laser target your own investment and your own time and your own energy into achieving that. If you want to just dabble and make some auxiliary income, well, that's great too. You can actually approach it at a less aggressive way, and you can say, okay, I'm going to start my blog. I'm going to blog every day. I'm going to make sure it's keyword-centric so that I'm search engine optimized, and I'm going to put some AdSense and some affiliate products along the side. And you know what? You probably will make maybe $120 for the month based on those clicks. Then let's say you say, okay, I like this. I want to make it a little more serious. I'm going to add some AdWords campaigns driving people to my blog or driving people to certain affiliate programs. And then let's say you double or triple your income based on that, and you're making now $600 now for the month. Those are great ways to get some auxiliary income. If you want to replace your job, though, you are really, in my opinion, going to have to take it seriously and start investing.
And investing in the time. We all should be like the guy who never gave up after 12 years. That's what he has, is what we all, well, many people need, is a determination to be able to follow through and to just continue to do it. And you watch, in the next year, he's going to do really well. But I think what changed for him is a mentor, and that's where you just need to find someone who's that one step ahead of you, or, well, probably a few steps ahead of you, who can keep you focused and just make it so much easier for you to move through it.
Well, this is it. You know, he had so much amazing talent, as so many people do that I meet. They just weren't monetizing it. There was this key ingredient missing. And, of course, when I do encounter people that are like that, those are, you know, those are your dream clients. As you can see, they have so much content that we can easily shape into a membership site that, you know, execution of this is really just my knowledge applied with them doing it, added to my ability to keep them motivated and moving forward, which, of course, is another piece of what a mentor does. I motivate, I move you forward, and I keep you accountable, because a lot of times when you come home from work and you're a little bit tired and you think, I'm not going to do it tonight, and then you think that the next night and you think that the next night, then nothing gets done. And it's like an exercise program. We all know how great we are in the beginning. You know, we're like, ooh, all 3 weeks I've done this every single day. Then a couple things occur and we drop it. And in essence, when you get into internet marketing, when you drop it, it is actually so much larger than giving up on perhaps an exercise program or a diet, because in essence you fundamentally have dropped your dream. You have said, you know what, my dream isn't important enough, getting my message out there isn't important enough, and it's critical that you do, because if you were driven to the internet at all, you took a peek at something, that means inside of you, this isn't really about the money, and the money's the bonus part that comes when you start to work and focus more on your purpose. And when you start to get into internet marketing and really start with, what is my purpose? What's my big vision here? Not how am I going to make money, but what's my big vision? What do I really want to achieve on the internet? And then from that point, by almost switching the entry point as well, from making money to profiting from your passion is what I talk about, then at that point too, it makes and gives you the internal drive and motivation you're going to need to continue to put in the work and effort every day that you're going to need in the beginning, because it's like a rocket getting out of the stratosphere type of thing. You need that rocket fuel in the back end to get you. But once you're out of the orbit, you can just easily, as you can see, just like a rocket would, it just rotates around the Earth at that point. Just like we do now, we go and check our PayPal accounts and voila, there's money in there from the various efforts we have put into place already. So it definitely takes determination, motivation, knowing the real purpose as to why you are getting into this in the first place, making it not about money, but more about serving your purpose and serving your fulfillment, and knowing that, let's say your goal is to spend more time with your family and be with your kids or travel more, whatever your goal is, keep that in front of you as well, because that's the motivational piece you'll need instead of dropping back into watching TV or checking out the news, or, you know, you'll get at your computer and you'll do one little thing a week. And it goes back to why I love the membership program, because then you do one little thing a week, you don't get overwhelmed, and each week you move closer and closer to the ultimate building of your internet marketing empire.
But if I'm building a membership site and I get that going, that's great for me to give out the information, but that also means I need to continue to keep having new people come to my site. So how do you go about getting traffic and people to be interested in the membership site?
Well, traffic is your typical strategies at that point. So the cheap ways to do traffic, or the inexpensive ways, are definitely starting with who you already know. So, for example, you would use your email that you already have to get started. You would send to people in your list and you'd say, hey, by the way, I've just started this membership site. If you're interested, go check it out. In your Outlook, in your email, instead of saying, you know, your name and president of or whatever at the bottom now, you're driving people to what's called the landing page, because this is how you're going to build the list and get people motivated into checking out your membership site. Then the other things you're going to check out are articles. You're just going to make sure that you get some articles. And what's great about the articles is it drives traffic to your site. Plus, it gets you out there for backlinks, which makes your site all the more popular.
What's a backlink?
So the backlinks are what Google likes. So let's say you submit to an article site and 200 people pick your article up and they start to post it on their site. Then that gives you what's called 200 backlinks. And if Google sees that you have these backlinks, they increase your page ranking. They think you're a great person. They can see other people think you're a great person. And then they give you credibility on the internet. And then they start to say, you know what? You're really popular. I'm going to put you on the front page of Google. I'm going to move you to page one of Google for your search terms, which is, of course, another great way to make sure that you're getting the free traffic and organic listing through Google, and that's through making sure you've search engine optimized by using keywords on everything you put out there. So that is your article, that's your blog posts, that is your landing page, and that's your sales page. And so those are kind of ways to get the free traffic. As far as further traffic, you can start to investigate things such as Google AdWords. You can go to forums, and you can actually participate. And you can place ads all over the place. Literally, if you went to Google.com and you typed in forum internet marketing or internet marketing forum, or sewing forum, or knitting forum, whatever your niche is with a forum, you're going to then start to get built-in communities that are just sitting there waiting for you to come in. Now, you don't come in and start selling them, but you come in and start to be a member of that community. And, of course, in your signature, that thing along the bottom, it's going to say, hey, check out my membership site, and people will start to come from that way. So it is a slow and steady drive to get members in. You know, at first you'll get a member, then you'll get 5 members, then you'll get 20 members, and then you'll be up to 40 members, and then you'll be up to 60 members. It's this slow drive of building it up. But when you think, when after 6 or 7 months of this building, you're sitting in there with 500 members at $50, you know, that's $25,000 in your bank account every single month before you've even started. So it's not like these million-dollar days, but it is this beautiful build to where you are so financially stable at the beginning of every single month that the rest is just based on what do I want to do now. It's financial freedom at that point. It's the ability to do what you want, when you want, where you want. So really you just got to think about it as traffic strategies are a definite thing that you're always working on, and you're not looking for the magic bullet. That magic bullet where all of a sudden 7,000 people come in the door doesn't exist. A lot of people will tell you it does, but you won't get the traffic. Maybe somebody has a system that will kick a lot of people at you, but they're not going to be targeted, and they're not probably going to be directly interested in what you have to offer. So
it always seems like they have some kind of a magic for traffic. Oh, you can get so much traffic if you do these secrets. And then it seems it just ends up being the same old work, which is the part that you talked about. But I always wonder, oh, is there really something I don't know yet? Is there some kind of a secret? Do you think
I don't think there is. I haven't seen it yet. I have bought probably everything that comes out the door I buy. And the last thing I bought was your note. It was called the secret traffic code or something like that. You know, how to get unlimited traffic by just putting this one code in. So I thought there was going to be this magic bullet of a one code, right?
Mm-hmm.
No, there wasn't. It was this incredibly complex strategy of putting this code all over the place. Well, you know, so that was no different, like you say, than exactly what's going on now and what we're doing now, which is that slow build to putting out ads, to putting out campaigns, to executing traffic strategies that will pull it in. It really, I wish there was a magic bullet. You have to think of traffic as the diet. Can you lose 18 pounds overnight? And the answer is no. And maybe the one person in the world has done that, but for the majority of us, it is a slow and steady pace that wins the race.
But it always sounds like there's no work to it. Like it should be so easy. And now you're telling me we have to actually do some work and spend a couple of months doing taking actions?
Well, it's not a couple of months. It's time every day.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes down to, again, how you sequence your day. Like, for example, people that use AdWords strategies, they start their day by checking their ads, seeing are they optimized, checking statistics. Internet marketing is a game of statistics. 1% can make a massive difference, whether it's an opt-in at a landing page or a sales page or a conversion at a membership site or the ability to keep that extra 1% from leaving the membership site. It is, internet marketing is a game of statistics, and if you play the game lightly, you will find that it doesn't build for you. And I recall one of your questions you asked me was, how do you go from the 50,000 to 100,000 to the million-dollar level? It really becomes and comes down to the bottom line of structure and making sure that you understand that what you're starting is a business. Internet marketing is a business. It takes time, and every day, like in your business, even though, you know, a typical business, you're there for nine hours a day as an entrepreneur in a typical business, this actually doesn't require that amount of time, but it does require an hour a day on traffic, an hour a day on optimizing your copywriting, perhaps an hour for the week on creating a new lesson for your membership site, and then maybe an hour on launching an email campaign for the week, and maybe an hour on doing a blog post combined with an article. So it's not as many hours as a typical business. There are a lot of times, but what's beautiful about this business versus any other is when you put that time in, it becomes automated to the degree that that information is now out there. And when you drive people into, like, a membership site, it is monthly recurring income. Every new person in the door is another $50 for as long as they stay in that club. All your job starts to become is how can I make sure that that member sees value? Well, I was just going to mention, and then the other thing about the membership site, about as far as how to get new members in the door, the one thing I love about it is when a member comes in the door, they actually become an automatic affiliate. And that means if that person somehow said, I love this site, this is really great, and they sold just two membership sites. So they sold two other people to become a member. That, in essence, makes their membership fee free because they've canceled it out with these two members. Plus, of course, those two members are now going to recruit two other members. It starts to branch off into almost a network marketing scenario if you treat your members correctly and you keep them incentivized to sell and promote the club.
What if there's a whole bunch of sites in the same niche? And internet marketing would be a perfect example because there are so many people teaching it. Shouldn't I be worried about not getting enough people to come to me? Why would someone come to me and not to someone else? And I'm sure this can apply to, say, you're an interior designer or maybe a gardening membership site. There's so many different sites, and in any field, people could feel the same way.
I mean, you're right. I mean, if you were going to, let's say you were going to go in the diet industry and you're going to go open up a diet site or a membership site, which I actually have a client doing right now. She's opening up a membership site targeting exercise and diet. So what you have to do there, because there's so many people out there, there's like, let's say in the diet industry, for example, which is highly competitive, let's say there's 17 million people looking for diet sites. Then you got to know that all 17 million are not going to pick the one and only site out there. They're going to be looking for something. That is where the niche research and the keyword research becomes so critical. Because at that point, you better be sure that the target is so definite that you are trying to hit. You're not trying to be everything to everybody, and that's the death of internet marketing. You're trying to be one thing to one very specific target market. And then that is the people that will find you. Let's say you then become a diet and exercise site for people who are pregnant. Or I'm going to be a diet and exercise site for people who are over the age of 65 with diabetes. And the thing is, it sounds really small and too specific, but the bottom line becomes that is a niche that has a lot of people looking at that specific keyword. And that's who you target. So it comes down to being really certain about who your target market is, using the keywords to attract them, and being very clear on what your unique selling proposition is. You better have something in that site that nobody else can offer. I mean, right off the bat, it's going to be whatever knowledge you have. They just can't be duplicated. But perhaps something else that says, hey, you know, I'm probably the best person for you. Like, let's say in my case, for example, somebody coming to me, you're right, internet marketing couldn't be more aggressive. It could be a bigger market to target. Plus, I'm going against people who are the absolute pros. These are the people that know it all. If you're going to be in a different niche other than internet marketing, you've probably hit the jackpot, period, because they aren't going to have the knowledge that you are about to embark on. Very, very small percentage of people have this knowledge that we're all playing with here. It might seem like everyone does because we're sitting here.
We hang around with them.
Exactly. We're hanging around with them.
We talk every day.
But I tell you, you go to a vet or a chiropractor or a practitioner that could just absolutely make millions just by what they know on the internet properly, and they haven't a clue what you're talking about. And you just enlighten them a little bit, and they're right on board, and they've got their own niche and their own membership site, and they're dominating a niche that nobody has been educated on. So the key, it really comes back down to just be certain who your client is and what your unique selling proposition is. For me, it's practically unique to the fact that I'm a woman, I'm a mom, and I'm, you know, one of the very few women in internet marketing making a very stable living, and I'm out there as far as appearing on the major stages of the world. So for me, that's my unique selling proposition that I really just bank on. I'm a best-selling author. So I use all of these key pieces. You just got to find out that what's so unique about you, you're going to be able to pull in that very specific audience.
And that's why I put together this product, is because I didn't see enough women internet marketers being displayed on stage when I went to the conferences. And do you think that there's a reason why that's not happening? I think just in the last 6 months, we're starting to see more women being a little bit profiled, but still there seems to be a big lack.
You're absolutely right. I mean, one of the reasons that I got started, period, and got so motivated in the beginning was attending a World Internet Summit. There were 12 speakers, and they were all men. And the thing that came out of my mouth is, you got to be kidding me. If all the people in the world, there isn't one woman that could have appeared on that stage. I could not believe there wasn't a woman on that stage. So I made it my own personal mission that I was going to be on the stage, and I was actually on that very stage within 8 months, and within five if you count my Singapore appearance. But as a paid platform speaker, it was within 8 months. And that really started my journey of starting to empower more women, and that's the direction I started to focus on in many cases. Is when I was at a show, I would gravitate towards the women and say, you know, come on, guys, we have to step it up. We have to take responsibility. We have to, if you want to make money while you're a work-at-home mom, and if you want to do these types of things, you're going to need to really, really want to do it, and then take your desire and get your abilities out there. And in many cases, it was a self-confidence issue, and that's why I started to put mindset so heavily into my programs as well, because a lot of people had been a stay-at-home mom and they felt like they didn't know anything, or they were in a job that wasn't high profile and thought they didn't know anything. But every single person has something unique to offer, even if it's tips on how to deal with a toddler. You know, there's just unbelievable amount of knowledge that people have, and particularly women have as well, because we, I think, in many cases add that touch of sympathy, the touch of not a hard sell, the really different approach to how to ensure that people are passionate about what they're doing, their family comes first, and not at the cost of anything. It really becomes such a balanced lifestyle that everything is as you would ever dream it to be, as far as financial income is concerned, and as far as the ability to care for your family, be financially free, and to do what you want when you want it. And definitely women are currently not represented very well, and it's really our job now to make sure that that changes. As you say, this is a perfect starting point to doing that, is to profiling women on a product. To in our case now, there's now two women on the stage on the circuit that I'm on, which is, heck, I'm getting happier by the minute. The fact that I actually had, you know, another woman to hang out with, for goodness sakes, you know, versus always being one of the boys and that type of thing. And it's really our job to continue to do this, to give venues, to really start just women internet marketing events and profiling just women. It's been done long enough in the men's arena, and that's not to exclude men from attending or to exclude men in any way, shape, or form. It's just to really give opportunities where currently there are none to allow women to come on in a stage of abundance.
That's fantastic, and that will come about.
Yeah, exactly.
Back to, you were mentioning that anybody can do it. I had the thought that there may be a lot of people who have worked perhaps on an assembly line or in a job where they're doing the same thing every day, and they may not feel that they have a skill set that they can sell to people or that anybody would be interested in. What would you say about that? How would they discover what to do?
Yeah, in that case, I would actually... In my book, for example, there's a whole section in there called Excavating Your Niche. And by that, I really have people go through, I think in my book there's like 40 questions or something like that. And I would imagine somewhere along the line, no matter where somebody has ended up, they had a passion, whether it was when they were a kid, when they were 20. In many cases, people take an assembly line job or other job because they need to pay the bills. But it doesn't mean whatever they were passionate about is gone. And once you find and rediscover what you're passionate about, you will find that you are easily motivated to learn and do what you need to do to be able to encompass and make that a part of your life, and to be able to, of course, even better make money from it. And I also find that when people do excavate and discover their true passion, all sorts of doors open up that we can't predict. that just seem to happen. The universe communicates to us, and you are all of a sudden attracting what you need for your next steps.
And when we are on purpose, there's a lot of energy and buzz, whereas if you're doing something just because you have to, you end up with struggle and exhaustion and overwhelm.
You're absolutely right, and that's why so many people in the world are living in that state of really monotone, boredom, just really a lack of desire of life, and their life consists of doing a hard and menial task-based job and then coming and not really having the opportunity to or the energy to take their life or do anything further than that. Whereas, of course, when as soon as you're on purpose, life opens up in a whole new way and you get re-energized and you get excited and you get enthusiastic. And when those emotions start to play, the universe answers them. And they say, wow, she's excited about this. Let's give her this and let's deliver that answer to her. And that's what you'll start to find happens.
Great advice. When you talked earlier, you mentioned an email campaign. What's an email campaign?
So an email campaign, there's actually different levels of email campaign purposes. So one type of email campaign, and this is where the autoresponders, which is a piece of software that automatically distributes emails in a timely fashion based on what you set. So let's say an email campaign example might be, I'm going to convince people to join my membership site. So let's say you put 10 emails together and you say email number one is going to be a welcome email. Email number two is going to go out one day later, and it is going to talk about benefit number one of being in the club. And then email number three is going to go out one day later, and it's going to talk about benefit number two. And then email four is going to go out later. It's going to talk about benefit number four. And it's going to go out 3 days later, and the next one's going to go out 5 days later, and then the next one's going to go out 7 days later, and then 7 days and 7 days. You just keep communicating a message to people automatically. So as soon as somebody comes and starts, they start at email number one. So the beauty is once you create this email, you don't need to create it again. You just need to stay ahead of all of the people coming through. So it's a lot of kind of one-to-many exchange of your time, which, of course, is a great benefit to the fact that you can automate this part of the communication cycle to other people. Because in general, it takes seven times for somebody to get what you're talking about. So when they come into your landing page and they see this, hey, get a free gift, and they give you your name and your email address, and you give them the free gift, and then you start to talk about, hey, guess what? You can be a member of this site, and here are all the benefits. In general, when people hit that sales page, very few are going to sign up. It's just the way it is. It's just the statistics of it all. But then you start a campaign that automatically starts to get sent to them that says, hey, I noticed you visited my membership site the other day. Did you know that you are going to get an ebook every single week? That would be approximately 600 pages of information on the topic you're interested in for only $47 a month. And the ebooks are already valued at $210. And let me give you an example of one of the lessons. And then you just give them a little example, and then they start to get interested. Then let's say they still don't buy. And the second email goes out with something similar. Did you know that every 4 weeks you're going to get a teleseminar? Now, I make $1,000 an hour. You're going to get to spend 1 hour with me on a teleseminar and ask me any question that you want. You're going to have direct access to somebody who gets paid $1,000 an hour. And still, you pay nothing more than your original $47 a month. Then the next email goes out. And you just keep building this till eventually by kind of email number seven, they're like, wow, this sounds really good. Because they've really, you've woken them out of their automaticity of life. And they have all of a sudden had a cognition to the point where they're like, oh, geez, I could really use this. Because people are so immune to being sold that it takes a lot to penetrate to you being able to detect and hit that point where they say, I do need this. And then that's the That's the point where they buy.
Okay. And then the other thing that you mentioned was AdWords strategy. If you can go just briefly over that.
Okay. Well, AdWords, of course, is when you get to do paid advertisement, and it appears on Google search engines. So you'll notice as you go into Google, about the top two things that appear in Google are ads at the top. Then down below is what's called organic searches, and all of that means they have gotten there by popularity, by backlinks, and by search engine optimization. So those are what are called organic results. And then on the right side is all of the paid ads for Google. And this is where you can go to and really start to appear in a target market that you're interested in immediately simply by buying one of these ads. Now, in the case of Google, you can bid for placement. If you've properly researched your keywords, you can actually appear on page one of Google for like 5 cents. And I have many cases where I'm page one for amazing keywords for a nickel. So, and what's great about this as well is you don't have to pay just to be there. You don't pay until somebody comes and clicks on your ad and checks you out. Now, having said that, I know how to do Google. I have gotten training on AdWords. If you just randomly approach AdWords and go into the back end and start to do something, you could actually spend thousands of dollars and lose your shirt and get no clicks, et cetera, which is, again, for AdWords, I would definitely recommend you get some sort of training on how to do that, even if it's the free course that AdWords offers. They actually have like an AdWords university. It's free to get educated. Then I think for $75, you can actually take an exam and become an AdWords specialist, which is actually a selling feature in of itself for your abilities. So there's free training, $75, you can actually become certified. And just from that, you wouldn't have to get a specific mentor on it. But, of course, mentors know the fast and furious way to get results fast.
That's what some people also call pay-per-click, right?
That is pay-per-click, yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Tracy. If I wanted to go and sign up for AdWords or figure out where to go, what's the website?
Well, if you want to just go do AdWords with Google, you just go to google.com and type in AdWords, and it will take you actually to their training. If you want to get it through a mentor, any one of my programs, Internet Success University, Quantum Leap Profits, Entrepreneur and Overdrive, within the program, I actually teach AdWords.
Okay, great. Thanks. And is there any, if somebody wanted to get a hold of you and keep in touch with you, what would be the best way for them to get a hold of you?
Well, if you want to follow what I do, which is, you know, kind of, there's a few sites that are really good. You can check out my blog, which, of course, is where I post what I'm up to lately, and that's TracyRepchuk.com, so R-E-P-C-H-U-K.com and T-R-A-C-Y. Another great site, if you want to know what's happening often, is I have a newsletter. You can opt into that, and that's free. And that's marketing-makeover-miracles.com. And if you want to join there's this really big movement right now called social media. And one of the things I have is what's called a Twitter account. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, and what that means is when I post a little message on Twitter, you automatically get told what I'm doing. It could be anything from, I've got a special offer on right now, check it out. This is a way. Twitter is used to get really fast response times and to create fast communication methods within your community. So that is a way to know what I'm doing right away. And you can go to Twitter, twitter.com/TracyRepchuk, and that will get you, and you can just click on follow, create your own Twitter account, and then what's great about that is you can create and have people follow you on Twitter as well, and it starts to be a really easy and free way for you to say, hey, this is what I do, come follow me, and then just kind of send out a little message to them now and then, and it will start to get you on the reverse end of building your own community and starting to communicate to people about what you're passionate about.
I've become addicted to that in the last couple of months. I'm under Birgit 1, and my children are just laughing because I don't come to dinner anymore. They have to call me 3 times, and they've never seen their mother on the computer so often in their entire life. being able to talk to your friends, too, and to see what they're doing and to make comments back about their day, and it's really enjoyable.
It actually is. I had such a hilarious time. I was at supper once with Joel Kalm and Simon Leung, Donna Fox, and a couple of other people. And we were at dinner, though, and all of them had their little Blackberries out, and they were Twittering. And I was like, God, people were right here. You know, they were Twittering saying, hey, I'm sitting here eating supper with Joel Kalm, or hey, I'm, you know, hanging out with Tracy Rapchuk. They're sending all these tweets. And it was funny, though, to go back and look at the history of what was said, because they communicated more to the people in the world of Twitter than they did at that actual physical table. So it tells you kind of how funny that community has become.
And you learn an awful lot, because in order to highlight your business, you will put in tweets about your business, and you will be offering information to people. So it's a wonderful place to learn, and especially to learn about internet marketing. If you're following some of the people in that field, you will learn so much.
Absolutely, yeah. It's kind of real-time thought. As soon as somebody be in an airport and they'll just tweet or something. Or what I love, you know, some of the people I follow do this really cool thing where they'll say, you know what, I'm going to Starbucks at the corner of X and X. If you live in the area, feel free to meet me there. Well, that's an amazing ability. If you were actually in that area and could meet one of the, you know, internet marketing gurus for coffee, and you had just got a Twitter on that, I think you'd get in your car and you'd go.
Mm-hmm.
I know I would.
Yeah. It's a really new way of communicating, and I think it's going to just continue to get more and more popular.
Yeah, a lot of open access, free thought, and it gets more personal. It's not just about what we're doing. You know, it's amazing what you can learn about somebody on that particular, in any social media environment, in fact, and in Twitter is just, of course, the one that's at the speed of thought.
Well, you've just given us so much great information today, and I really appreciate the time that you've given to us and taught us so much about how to get a membership site going. I appreciate your time and your help, and I know that you've already told us several of the sites that we can go to get information from you and even to sign up for one of the programs. And it really is clear to me just how fast growth can be with a mentor, and you took the time to invest in that, and you certainly have made it really big time onto the world stage so quickly. And I would encourage anybody there to go and hire a mentor, and if you resonate with Tracy, please do give her a call, because she's always there, and I know that she has a wealth of knowledge to teach you. So thanks, Tracy, for being with us, and I will look forward to the next time when I see you.
Well, thanks very much, Birgit, and thanks very much for anybody who's taken the time to listen to this and enjoy and invest in this product, and I wish you all the success and happiness.
Thank you. Bye-bye.